Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ben, who I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
Hey, Ben, this is Kevin. How you doing, man?
Oh, hi, Kevin. I'm doing great. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good. Happy weekend.
Wonderful. Let me just pull up your account, Kevin.
Yeah, I received no calls.
Nothing from Google guaranteed? Okay, let me go ahead and take a look. See how much we're being shown. Okay, let me take a second here.
And all the other calls I've gotten this weekend are from Angie's List and Home Advisory and Networks. I ended up being on the phone with them arguing to get my money back because the calls were just screwed up calls.
Bogus calls. I see.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, because currently, for example, for Google Guaranteed, I see we have the set bid, right? So, for example, I'm looking at the visibility on the Google profile, and I see it isn't giving us much exposure yet. Now, the budget's still intact, right? But we do have the set bid at $46.67. That's already including the management fee. So the actual bid that we're making Google is $35, right? So from what I'm seeing here, we might not be, we're not being featured, let's say, on Google Guaranteed. Basically, from my perspective, based on the actual bid that we're doing, right? Because we already have the service areas, 24 hours, we have all those job types, but it's still not being shown. So, for example, we have two options for the bid, right? We can try to increase, let's say, the manual bid instead of saying, basically, we're telling Google we're not going to pay a call over $35, right? $46 with the management fee. So if we can raise that a little more, or set the auto bid, basically that will allow Google, to bid on your behalf. So that would be the other option. But like we said, we can raise it manually instead of letting Google bid on your behalf, because that may, increase the lead, right? Increase the bid. Do you want to increase the manual bid?
Well, I have to pay extra, obviously, right?
I mean, basically with the same budget that you already have, right? We want to make sure you use it, right? And so does Google. So, but with that being said, it is a competition, right? With other businesses, especially California. Right. So for plumbers, right? It seems that the bid that we're basically using isn't giving us the exposure that we need. Right. So that's why, by now we should have exposure. We should see, the ad showing. We should see impressions. Right. But like we said, if we're not seeing any impressions, more than likely is that set bid that we have. Right, like we said, at 35, since we're not paying any more than that, but they're not showing us, it seems that the bids are higher than the set cost that we set up. That's why, like we said, we have the option to turn the auto bid on, or like we said, we can set the limit, but like we said, set it a little higher. So we can evaluate how much traffic you're getting with this tool.
So I have to pay more money, is what I'm asking.
For the Google Guaranteed in your area, like I said, it seems that the set bid at $46, as of right now, it isn't giving us any exposure yet. We can keep it as is. Right? We keep it as is.
No, but that's not what I'm asking. I understand what you're saying. But what are you telling me to do? You're telling me how how will that be increased? Do I have to pay more money for it to be increased is what I'm asking.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I mean, the budget that you already paid, you don't need to pay anymore, right? But it's basically what we're paying Google, right? We're telling Google that we're going to pay them for the call.
Mm-hmm.
We can increase that.
I think that's what we need to do, right?
That would be one of the best ways to address this. The other option that I have is the message leads, right? As you know, Google, what they want is they want to, you know, make sure that their users, they have all the features and options available. So we know for a fact there's some users that like text message, right, instead of phone calls. So setting up the message leads, that does, you know, increase exposure as well. The message leads, they're cheaper than the actual phone calls. So that could be another, let's say, feature that we can turn on without increasing the bid, right? That would be the other option, turning text messages on. Would you like me to set that up?
Mm. Well, I'm still going to get billed for that when they come, and then I have a chance of, because I like talking on the phone. It's better than talking on the phone with somebody. You don't get a feel with somebody on the text, and I'm not good with text.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, we could keep it as phone at phone calls, like we said, no text messages. But I would recommend that we increase the bid. Uh-huh.
Yeah, increase the bid.
Okay. Should I set up the auto bid with Google, or do you want to increase it manually?
I don't know how, like, when you say increase it manually, where do I go to increase it?
Oh, no. I'll be increasing it for you. But the main, let's say, question is, let's say we tell Google we have a set price, right? Now, from that price, if it's over that price, Google is not showing us, right? Now, if we increase the price that we're willing to pay Google, we have the option to increase it manually, meaning that we're still going to have, let's say, a set bid, or we have the option of an auto bid, which is basically Google bidding on your behalf. You know, it's a feature that is on Google Guaranteed, but that may, you know, double the actual cost per lead. That's why, you know, we want to be very careful in turning that on. But, you know, for California, like we said, seems we're not.
So you're saying, instead of 46, it'll be 80 something, is what you're saying?
Not necessarily that amount, but it'll be good if we increase the budget. I'm sorry, increase the daily, the bid. So, it may be $60. It may be $65. Right now, like we said, if it's at 45, right, 40, 35 to Google, let's say, if the phone call is 36 or 37, Google is not showing you, right? So it could be only a couple dollars, right? But depending on the phone call, it could be higher, right? That's why, like we said, I'll recommend we modify the bid. I usually recommend the auto bid so we can get a better idea of where we're standing and, you know, what the other competitors are bidding for those calls. You know, we have, like we said, an idea. But like we said, as of right now, it seems like we said we're not getting to the price per bid.
That's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and increase it on my end. Let me see. Yeah, you've had nothing. Okay. So I've just set the automated bid as of right now, Kevin. Now, mm-hmm. once we turn this on, you know, within the next few minutes, we should see it active. Right. So for the next few days, we should definitely see an increase, an improvement on the visibility on Google Guarantee. And hopefully we should be getting phone calls within this time. So we just need to give it a few days now that we turned it on.
Okay. Sounds good.
All righty. Do you have any other question as of right now, Kevin?
No. I just wish it would work like Home Advisory, but with good calls. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, Home absolutely.
I get so many calls from Home Advisory, but they all suck.
They are bad leads. Oh, okay. No, that's the difference here, right? I mean, here, if it's not a good lead, you don't get charged for it, right? So,
yeah.
You know, the goal is just making sure that you're making money out of the calls that are coming in from Google Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. It's just like we said, we'll be able to evaluate what calls are coming in, and we can, like we said, increase the exposure within this next few days with that adjustment.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the time. You have yourself a good day out there, Kevin. All right?
Okay, man. You too. Later.
Take care. Bye-bye.